Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Thank you, Dave. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with teachers and pay raises this session, and we're going to spend the hour talking about it. Dr. Keith Courville joins us now, Executive Director of the Associated Professional Educators of Louisiana. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. How are you?
I'm good, and it's good to talk to you, and thank you for giving us your time. What happened in terms of the panel that voted for doubling what the governor asked for? Walk us through all of that, if you will, because I'm a little bit confused. I'm trying to make sense of what I'm reading here, but it's not ringing the bell.
Yeah, look, you ask me anything, I'm an open book, and I'm glad to help you out with everything. So here's the thing, you know, that's the Minimum Foundation Program Task Force. It's a subcommittee of BESI. And I'll tell you flat out, you know, I guess there's this narrative being spun around that it's doubled the governor's request, but that's getting a little technical, and I'd love to get down into that with you.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you this, I made the first motion. I motioned to put a zero on the end of that governor's request. I said to go from, you know, it's easy to do the math and put a zero on it. You go from $400 for teachers, $200 for support, add a zero, that's $4,000 to teachers, $2,000 to support, and that's what gets us at the Southern average. You know, we always talk about these goals, trying to be at the Southern average, but every year that goalpost raises because Texas does a $5,000 raise. And, Tommy, it's so frustrating for myself and for other educators because, you know, I don't see how people can look us in the face and tell us that Texas deserves something and we don't, and that it's good enough for Texas, but we don't deserve it. Our teachers are working just as hard as anyone in this whole nation, even harder because we're back in schools throughout this whole pandemic. So I'll tell you this, we made that motion. We also added an inflationary cost increase to the motion to help support districts and their costs and all of our schools. There's supposed to be an inflationary cost increase in the MFP every year, and it just doesn't happen. I think it's 13 years in a row that we don't have that. And I'll tell you this, after I made that motion, you know, people, you know, they talked a lot of good talk about teachers and loving teachers. They made that motion, and then thanks to Robert's Rules of Order, we got a substitute motion that erased my motion and went back to the governor's original pay increases with a little bit more for some inflationary costs. I think $40 million instead of the $40 million instead of the $80 million for districts I proposed. And, you know, I tell you this, Tommy, I love to negotiate, and I don't think anyone on that panel understands negotiation. You know, we're an advisory panel. We're supposed to, you know, set a benchmark, set a goalpost, set something aspirational. And what we do is the advisory panel itself shortchanges it. You know, we should have put out $4,000 for teachers, $2,000 support, and $80 million for districts. And instead, before it even got to BESI, before it even got to the legislature, before we even got it over to, you know, the actual governor, somebody on that committee substituted it and went with the lower amount. People are too scared of the governor. They're too concerned with being reasonable, as they say. And here's the thing, Tommy, you know, Republican or Democrat, we all have to hold people accountable. You know, we can't allow these partisanship biases or biases towards the governor or against the governor to interfere in the lives of teachers. You know, you and I are sitting here on a radio show talking about votes on a committee, but that money, that means something to someone out there and their family.
$400 to me sounds more like a bonus than a raise. Now, that being said, on the other side of it, you have to be sure that there's the funding mechanism there to make sure if it is a raise that it happens every year. Let me start talking about some numbers here. What is this Southern average that we hear about?
So Southern average, you're looking at around $44,000, and we're at $40,000 or so.
And
41 and 45.
Let me slow you down a little bit. And that's for what? Mm-hmm. Any teacher in any public school system? Is that the starting salary? Is that based on a master's degree or what? How do we determine what teachers get paid in Louisiana? Because I think a lot of people don't really know.
So that's actually just the total average of classroom teachers. If you want to break it down into years of experience, I'm familiar with that discussion and can talk about it too.
Okay, well, let's talk about it. So let's say a rookie teacher's going in. They have maybe student debt to pay or something. You want to encourage people to mm-hmm. be teachers. So what kind of salary are they going to be looking at as they graduate from school? Or does it depend on the level of education they have?
That varies so wildly across the state for a first-year teacher. So mm-hmm. I can talk about that in terms of the variation within our state. And then I can talk about that in terms of the Southern region for a first-year teacher. Fair enough?
Go ahead.
Okay. So in terms of, like, our actual state, wow, does it vary wildly. I mean, you have some districts, and when I say districts, I'm talking inclusively. I'm talking about all LEAs, whether it's a charter management organization or a public school district. You have places that are ranging from, $33,000 a year to start, all the way to $48,000 a year. It really does vary wildly. Now, I will say the interesting thing in Louisiana and something that doesn't get a lot of attention is our starting average for teachers is actually fairly competitive in the Southern regional average. Mm-hmm. But after that, it drops off precipitously, especially at the 3 and 5 year marks, which is where you see a lot of teachers leaving the profession. And look, Tommy, I can give you personal experiences on this. I've spent my time at LSU, obviously quite spent way too much time at LSU. But, when I went and got my master's, even with financial support from my master's and going part-time, taking my time, cost me about $6,000 back then to get my master's. And what I got for my raise and my additional work was a $500 raise from the district for that master's. Now, that would have taken 12 years to pay off that master's degree. Part of the issue in Louisiana is we have pay caps on teachers at 10 or 20-year marks in districts, or we don't have as much when you take additional responsibilities, you get your master's, you become a teacher leader or, like a mentor teacher. We don't give big enough raises to those teachers or raises at all. So our very base first-year teacher salary in Louisiana is competitive with the Southern regional average. But when I hear people leaving the profession, it's because they look around in their late 20s or their 30s. They see all the other people with a bachelor's or a master's degree in college that have now vastly passed them up. CPAs, engineers, nurses. They keep rising in pay as their responsibilities and their careers increase. And teachers are stagnant. So I really appreciate you asking that question, Tommy.
Is there any data that indicates what they leave to go do? To teach somewhere else or to start another profession?
Yeah, I don't have.
Or is it all anecdotal?
Off the top of my head, I don't have off the top of my head direct quantitative data. I can tell you how many times I've talked to teachers and being anecdotal. And I'll tell you, there's a story that another man that was working on his doctorate that I knew, and he had three kids, and he taught out in Ascension Parish. And he just finally one day, and look, he was phenomenal, a teacher, a coach, a future principal, working on his doctorate. And he talked to his friends and found out how much they were making at local plant. He went and interviewed there, and he told them he was there to make money for his family, to support his family, to feed his family, and that he was a teacher, and that he knew how to work with people. He knew how to manage difficult situations between people, that he knew the extra hours because he was coaching in the evening. And look, when you coach, Friday nights, that goes into Saturday morning by the time you finish and you make sure every kid is home safely. And they hired him. They hired him on the spot, and I think I hadn't talked to him in a while, Tommy, but I know he's had a great career because of the kind of teacher he was. And that's the kind of teachers we're losing.
At a plant?
Yeah.
He probably doubled his salary, did he?
Oh, right. Yeah. I'm sure he can go and be an operator and then a supervisor there. Phenomenal. Teachers are leaders. And look, I'll tell you this, Tommy. Teaching was the hardest thing I've ever done, ever will do. I'm responsible now for a multi-million dollar budget for an association. I work with teachers across the state, and it's, frankly, it's easy compared to what teachers do on a daily basis.
Now, let me take a
break.
Pick it up here when we come back. 9:20, we're talking to Keith Corville, Dr. Keith Corville, Executive Director of the Associated Professional Educators of Louisiana, about a raise that has been proposed by the governor. It's $400 for teachers and I think $200 a year for support personnel. And I know any raise is appreciated, but I think at some point, $400 a year, I don't know what the percentage is because I'm not a math major, but I can figure it out during the break, I don't know if you, this is going to get people mad if I say it's insulting to call that a raise, and something is better than nothing. However, if you're making $38,000 a year, $400 a year raise is not a whole lot. It doesn't come out to a whole lot, and I'm sure when we come back, Keith will tell us how that breaks out per paycheck. Of course, another concern is where is this money going to come from? So an interesting conversation. We'll continue it when we come back. Our WWL.com listener poll has been asking you all morning, and I'll give you a quick update on this while we're at it. Have you donated money to a political party or candidate in the last year? And as it stands now, those of you who have gone to WWL.com and cast your vote, and I'd invite you to do that if you haven't already. 75% are saying no, only 25% saying yes. I will warn you this, having done it, if you do, you go get a lot of mail. Coming back in a flash, WWL. 25, talking to Keith Corville, Dr. Keith Corville, Executive Director of the Associated Professional Educators of Louisiana. And Kate Brumley, Louisiana Superintendent of Education, is going to join us next half hour. We're talking about $400 a year as a pay raise for Louisiana's teachers, and Jordan Fiegel, our producer extraordinaire, did the math, and $400 a year comes out to $33.33 a month, and if you're going to break that down bi-weekly, I guess teachers get paid every 2 weeks? Is that right?
Sometimes. Okay, a lot of districts still do it by a month.
All right, so it'd be $33 a month or $15 a week, $15 every 2 weeks or $7.50 a week, which is not really going to make a difference. But one thing that people always ask about, Keith, and I think it's a fair question, is rather than rewarding everybody, is there a way to reward good teachers and not reward the ones that are not so good? But then that comes to evaluation, and how do you know which teachers are really good and which aren't, which brings us to standardized testing, teaching to the test, et cetera, and the circle goes round and round and round. Your thoughts on all of that?
Well, gosh, one time I want to tell you how appreciative I am not only of you, but of your academic interest in such subjects. My dissertation was on teacher evaluation in Louisiana. I don't want to get too much in the weeds here, but I will make a few points. One, there was a lot of talk about that, and they could feel old because I remember these policy discussions being on the forefront, 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. We spent so much time as a state talking about that policy, and then it came out, and the effectiveness bump for like the top, and I mean the top 10% of teachers in the state competitively ranked against each other on improving student growth on standardized tests. Right. And the state had this big system where they would take out environmental factors. They saw exactly how you competed with other, teachers. And for that top 10% of teachers, if they got a bonus, it was a $500 bonus for all of that work. I mean, that and I'm talking about, I know teachers that when this first came out, would hold Saturday tutoring every week for these kids for their LEAP exams. And then, hey, they got $500 that came out as a bonus for it. So, I just think that if we're going to talk about teacher effectiveness, we have to remember all the literature shows that, look, if you're going to try to motivate people by money, you actually got to give money, right? I think that's first and foremost. There also has been a number, I will say, too, if you're looking at like value-added metrics of evaluation, there have been a number of testing changes in Louisiana, and no matter how you try to transform that data between years statistically, like if you grab the data for teachers, throw it on a logarithmic scale, try to shrink it so where you can compare things, it still doesn't work out too well. because the tests keep changing. You really need like actual stability in the assessments to be able to effectively evaluate teachers using that kind of growth metric on students. So I think that that kind of has gone by the wayside because we haven't had stability in assessment. But yeah, you know, I think that that conversation would deserve more time if the actual stipend for being a highly effective teacher was more than $500 for what it would have to be another 10, 15, 20 hours of work a week. And I'd also like to clarify, too, that, you know, I know this comes a lot from organizational research and business research, but you know, if you pay somebody $5,000 more versus $500 more, it doesn't take a PhD to realize that the amount of time and effort isn't off. And I know that this is catch 22 because as teachers, we care about students. We're not here to do it for the money. But at the same time, you have to show some kind of respect to our efforts, and you have to help us keep up with the cost of living and the time and commitment we have.
Well, because teachers have families, too, just like they do in any other occupation. And I know some people, as you said that, and I'm glad you added that on, Keith, is because people are going to say, well, you shouldn't go into teaching for the money. That being said, you shouldn't be punished because you went into teaching. And then the thought process of, well, money doesn't matter because it does to everybody.
Amen. Amen, Tommy. And we want to talk about the money. I know that was the question before the break. I can talk generally state budget and specifically on where this money comes from.
Sure, please.
Sure. Well, I will start generally first. I'll say this. You know, 2 years ago, the governor was going to, you know, the idea was we're going to do $3,000, catch up to the Southern Regional average, which the gap was $3,000 2 years ago. Now it's $4,000. And he said, okay, we only have enough. We're going to do $1,000 raise. And then, of course, our neighbors, Texas, Mississippi, and Arkansas, did much more. But at that point in time, we were dealing with a $33 billion budget. Now we're talking about a $36 billion budget with an infusion of different types of money sources. And apparently sales tax wasn't as low as people thought. And we have a budget that isn't going to need cuts, even after COVID. So I just want to, on a general sense, say when people are like, there's not money, look, we're talking about what would be $400 million out of a $33 billion budget. A billion is a thousand million. So I don't think people really recognize how that's kind of a drop in the hat. They hear $400 million and they don't realize the bigger number. And I'll tell you this, too. A budget is a priority. You know, when you make your household budget, that's a priority. You decide what to prioritize. And I think in a general sense, the governor's approach each year is to spread the money out, so, you know, give a little bit here, a little bit there. You know, oh, judges needed a raise apparently, so they got one bigger than teachers percent-wise. College professors need a raise. They're getting one this year for 4% while teachers are getting $400. You know, the governor spreads things out. I think, you know, if you want to get at the Southern Regional average, you got to focus on that, focus hard on it for a year, get there, and be done. I mean, Tommy, when you go swimming and the pool is cold, do you jump in and take it there, or do you just inch in, inch by inch by inch, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we just need to get this done for people.
Any final now, thoughts? Before we let go ahead, Keith, finish. No, please, continue.
Oh, specifically, so the MFP is a per-pupil allocation, and Louisiana's losing students. So we lost students to where we would our MFP this year compared to last year would be about $60 million less. The way the governor is funding the teacher raise is he's saying, hey, y'all have less students. Instead of cutting the MFP from the state, it's just going to be the same as the previous years. We're going to pretend that no students were lost, and that money is going to be given for teacher raises. So basically, the money is there for the governor's proposal. The governor saw that, checked a box, said, hey, here's $400 extra, and no, we're not going to fight for more for teachers. And I think our message to the governor, to the Democrats, to the Republicans, to every single person in power, is that we're dealing with real people, real people's families, and then putting food on the table during an ever-increasing cost of living, inflation, medical costs, health insurance costs. And the bottom line is, instead of checking a box and saying, oh, the money's already there, maybe we could try to figure out how to make some sensible financial reforms in our state government. Maybe there's some bipartisan things everyone can agree on that could save some money in different agencies. You know, put some effort into it. You lead and try to actually be in a situation where we do something more for teachers not just, oh, the money's there, and we'll just pass it over to pay raises this year.
I think it's an interesting question to leave people with is, who do you think deserved a raise more, judges or teachers, right?
Oh, look, I mean, I think I know most people's answer to that.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's interesting to put it that way. Thank you, Keith. I appreciate your time. I hope we talk to you again.
You too, sir.
Dr.
Yes,
Keith
sir.
Corville, Executive Director of the Associated Professional Educators of Louisiana. We're going to take a break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.